This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, DJV time. Cheesy but sweet. That's the way people describe the DJV show. Very nicely done. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did you get all the problems fixed from yesterday? All the buttons and bows that didn't seem to want to work?
Time will tell.
I don't know what to think about that. Okay, and let's see what we have. Jennifer appears to be at bat. Ready to go from the on-deck circle? What are we hitting out of the park here, Jen?
Well, the Oscars are in focus. This is such a strange story, and kind of the sense of where we are in culture and appropriateness. Mm-hmm. The Academy Awards had made the announcement. The Oscars said that Kevin Hart would host the awards show. That was a few days ago. And then some tweets were revealed that Kevin Hart had made, I guess it seemed homophobic in tone. And we talked about this a little on the last program, that he was taken to task for that, and he stepped aside as host of the Oscars. So now the question is, who does host the Oscars? And of course, they've been going through a lot of scenarios as to who might be appropriate, but in this time of political correctness, I think they've almost run out of options as to who might be appropriate to fill the role. Mm-hmm. Some people are now suggesting that the Academy is thinking about going host free, and that seems to be what's trending right now. Hashtag hostless Oscars. How about that?
So they have the
big voice announcer that would say, introduce the presenters, and presenters would come out and present the awards.
Well, Ellen Kay has been the announcer for the Oscars mm-hmm. for a dozen years or more. She's the morning host in Los Angeles, who used to be with Rick Dees and then with Ryan. And now she has her own show, and she does better.
Yeah, very successful show.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting concept, I guess, when you get right down to it. It sounds like it could be disorganized, though, a little.
Some award shows are doing this now where they just don't have a host. So I guess the Oscars are thinking about following suit. I'm with Victoria. I think it's a cop-out. I think we just need to get over it and let somebody do it. Not that I think it adds a lot, but, the Oscars used to be fun when it was the days of
Carson, Bob Hope, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal was great.
Yeah.
Well, I think it also doesn't solve the problem, because if you still have people there, then you're still going to have people who have done bad things. So you're going to have presenters. And so next year, maybe we don't have a host this year, but then next year someone's going to find a problem with the presenters.
One of those head scratchers.
So hostless Oscars. I actually, you would cut at least a half an hour off the program, and it already goes too long, so maybe why not? Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. I got an idea. How about the three of us do it?
Totally.
Why not?
We're radio.
We've said nothing wrong in our careers.
No. Nothing to be scrutinized, anyway. All right, other people in the news. That's sort of like a personless people story. Maria Butina. You know who she is?
Yeah, the Russian spy.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Please.
So she's going to plead guilty to conspiracy. I guess one count, the agreement. She's going to cooperate with the Justice Department's investigation, which isn't related to what Mueller is doing. How many damn investigations have we had going on here? She's in solitary now in some Virginia jail, I think, right? This is one of those things. I forgot how she got into the case, though. How did she get into the focus? Was she sleeping with somebody?
She was the alleged adoption attorney who is a political activist. That's what came to be. Oh. And she's the one who asked to meet with Donald Trump Jr. at Trump Tower to try to figure out some shenanigans that she could cause the election. And so she's been the focus. Now, the story on the Trump side is that once they met with her and realized she was full of it, they ended the meeting. But, of course, this is blood in the water for investigators who are looking for something. So, there she is.
Looking. Theresa May, another name in the news. The Brexit process thrown into disarray this week as Theresa May pulled the plug on the parliamentary vote on her deal for the country to leave the European Union. She admitted the decision to delay the vote was made after it became clear she'd lose it.
At least she's honest.
You do that. Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm not going to do this, guys, because I know I'm not going to win. No one says that in politics.
So what is going to happen to this plan? I've long thought that they were going to... once people start thinking about it, I understand the reason for it. It's the immigration issue. The country, especially the big cities, Birmingham, Manchester, London, out of control, seething with people coming from Middle East. Same as Germany, same problem. It's interesting because Italy doesn't really have the problem. Spain didn't even let them in. So that they have had no problems there. But France and Germany and England have had a lot of trouble. And so here we are with this. What do we do? The Brexit vote was based at first on the Brits' unhappiness with all the people coming in and screwing up their jobs. And it's the same story as we have here, same story all around the world, where there's this influx of people coming in. It's just it's not just America, not just Europe. It's all over the place. Where there is a progressive economy, you think the Chinese aren't having this problem? The thing they just shoot them though. There are people trying to get in there to a point, but there's so many people still looking for jobs in China, not many opportunities. But this is not unusual. But how do they deal with it? And when the Brits started thinking about something other than the immigration aspects of this. They started scratching their heads and said, well, maybe we ought not to do this. That's why it's been how many years since the Brexit vote? 4 or 5 anyway, right? We're going to get out of the European
Union. And Theresa May was brought in because they trusted her to kind of coordinate the Brexit movement.
Yeah, but now people don't want to move on.
Well, because people didn't realize. They voted without really knowing what the full picture was. And now when you have other people, especially in the financial world, coming forward saying, hey, this is a terrible idea. And Richard Branson has been really leading that charge, saying, guys, this is an awful idea. So, and really, the main sticking point right now is Northern Ireland. And so this is, no one wants to see, if you know anything about the Irish history, no one wants to see a hard border between Northern and Ireland and the Republic, because that was just a disaster. No one wants to go back to that. And unfortunately, the way that the deal is currently structured, there would have to be a hard border there, because the Republic of Ireland is in the EU, and the Northern part of Ireland would be Brexiting with England. And then you've got a lot of immigration issues at that border. It's not a very big border. It's a mess. So no one thought about any of this. It's like she just campaigned on this, let's Brexit, and everybody, yes, let's go us,
yay,
let's go, you know, UK sovereignty, yay, that's what we want, and that's great.
Well, I think they voted to Brexit
the bigger picture.
They Brexited
they
and then
before,
they brought her.
Right, but
yeah,
she was, but she's the face of it, of the movement.
Now
so,
she's, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not.
But I don't know what's going to happen next. Cause it's
watching it is it's an uncomfortable sport. Shall we say, at this point, especially because we're so close to England. It's very uncomfortable for us. Next person in the news is Sarah Hyland, star of Modern Family, plays Haley Dunphy. She's doing well after a series of medical issues left her in and out of the hospital over the past couple of years. She was interviewed. She opened up about receiving a second kidney transplant. Tell me the story of her. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't watch Modern Family, so that's why I'm saying I don't know that much about her.
Yeah.
But this sounds like a pretty tough road that she's been down for the past couple of years.
She's the oldest daughter of the Dunphy family. She's very funny. I knew she had some health problems. She came forward last year saying she had a kidney transplant, but I didn't realize that it's
contemplate
this
suicide.
Been years and years. Her dad gave her the first kidney, and then last May it had to be removed because her body just began rejecting it. So then her younger brother gave her a kidney, and that's what she has now. And then she also has endometriosis, which needed a lot of surgical treatment. And then they found an abdominal hernia when they were operating on her. And she's had 6 surgeries in a year and a half. All the while, she's filming the show.
Well, that's all a good thought for her. This is the time of year when we think a lot about helping other people, send good thoughts. Thoughts are things, the old expression. Well, I think another expression that kind of goes with thoughts are things is when you get what you give. And this is the giving time of year, giving hope, giving thoughts, giving to people who are in need, whether it's singular or plural, a lot of groups. We are very open, and I think the law of giving plays a big role. So think about that. You get what you give. As being generous is something that we can all maybe afford to do a little bit more of at this time of year. 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Yes, 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 Geico. How many people? We all know 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's great news. But there's also another way to look at this. And 15, it's not car insurance, just there's motorcycle insurance, all kinds of reasons for you to go online to Geico. So go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. The situation in Japan, we're talking about... We're talking about the problems of Brexit and all the people inundating Northern Europe and England and the people coming into our country. Maybe we can put these Mexicans or the Hondurans or whoever they are on a boat and send them to Japan, because Japan's looking for 345,000 foreign workers. Their aging workforce, they've had a lot of the same sort of thing we have in America, slowing down of the birth rate. So there are a lot of jobs, and they're looking to attract foreign workers, about 345,000 of them, to replace the people getting older. So what about that for a way? Let's get some boats, ship those people from Tijuana over to Japan. What do you say? Good idea?
Perfect. Sure.
Perfect idea. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
All right, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the Eagles here. With one of their Christmas tunes as we focus on the Christmas song countdown. Number 20 is the Please Come Home for a Christmas tune from the Eagles. Let's listen to a bit of this, shall we? Ladies, you all set for this? Like it or not?
This is Christmas. Yes, Christmas magic. It's the time of year.
This brings it into a focus anyway. I was looking at a list of the old popular games and toys at Christmas time. Anybody remember the Garbage Pail Kids?
Yes, of course.
Did you have some of them?
No, that wasn't quite my speed, but a lot of people my age did. It was a big deal.
Yeah, and Pokemon. What about Pokemon?
Still a big deal.
Yeah. Is it still a big deal now?
Well, Pokemon Go was huge, like, last year, and my nephew can't stop looking at all the Pokemon cards. He's obsessed.
Really?
It's back. It's back, by the way.
And the Luke Skywalker action figures from the original Star Wars stuff back in 77. It was about Christmas time in 77. Wow.
Now, it must be worth a lot of money if you still have them, right?
Oh, yeah. Pez dispensers. P-E-Z. Do you ever have any of those? They look like pencils.
Oh, yeah. They've been around for years.
They still sell them in grocery stores, yeah.
Do they? Are they good stocking stuffers?
Yeah. They're like 99 cents. They're cheap. Or maybe they're more. I don't know.
I guess kids like them. They taste kind of gross, though.
So if you have an old Monopoly game, one of the originals done in 1933, sold recently for $146,500.
Why would you buy that? No one likes Monopoly. Just throw it in the trash.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God. It takes 4 hours to play it.
Yeah.
The original board game sold. Hello, did you hear what I said? $146,000.
I know, but I'm saying, why would someone pay that much money for it? I don't get it.
Classic.
That's the age difference here, I think. That's what it is. All right, let's get to Mariah Carey and some Christmas or at least holiday news from her, musically speaking, for whatever the reason, she's going to skip Rockin' Eve, New Year's Rockin' Eve this year.
That might be okay.
Yeah.
I think Mariah got herself booted from this.
Yeah.
It's kind of overshadowed the whole night. It's either her diva stuff or her technical difficulties or whatever.
Yeah, to give it a rest.
Yeah.
She's going to go to Nikki Beach down in St. Bart's. That's where she's going to be performing. Yeah, a lot of stumbling around, lip-syncing, all that stuff. Who wants to be? I think it'll be. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the choice: St. Bart's or New York on New Year's Eve.
Well,
it's freezing in New York. St. Bart's probably 85 degrees on New Year's Eve. I think I'll take that choice. Thank you very much. All right. Also musically, Ray Charles and the Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music getting a reissue. A lot of hits in this album. I Can't Stop Loving You is one of them. It was number one for 5 weeks in a row. This from 1962. Features this performance and a bunch of others. He said, I'm not a country singer. I'm a singer who sings country songs. His ability to interpret country with a voice that radiated blues and soul made him just a fabulous find. Hey, Good Looking, one of his songs, the Hank Williams song. Cindy Walker's You Don't Know Me. Oh, my God, what a fabulous song that is. It gives me goosebumps when I hear that. 28 past the hour. Oh, girl, you make me happy sometimes.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'd be proud to shut down the government over funding for a border wall after he gathered with top Democrats at the White House.
You want to know something?
This is spiraled downwards.
Not long after the media left the Oval Office, so did Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopping to speak to reporters in the driveway. Schumer pointed to one of the president's claims inside.
But the wall would get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective.
The president said things are working quite well at the border. Well, we want to give him the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year.
Still, there's a large divide. Democrats are willing to spend another $1.3 billion on the wall, while the president wants to hold out for $5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here we are, dressed to the nines, ready to go, raring to go on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, figuring out what's going on. What do I do next here? What button do I push? All right, while she's figuring that out, Victoria, bring us up to date on the next big story, will you please?
Well, a big story in the world of relationships is that there's a message. Relationships are tough, especially if one of the parties is a ghost.
Oh, a ghost!
Yes. So, earlier this year, a woman named Amanda Teague, she's 45 years old, she is very into pirates, she is from Northern Ireland, she apparently wed a 300-year-old pirate ghost named Jack. Now, she wants to let everyone know that it is time for her to announce that her marriage is over. She says, quote, "I will explain all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." Now, Jack and Amanda got married in a private ceremony on a boat in the international waters off of Ireland because the marriage would then be legal somehow. So she hired a medium for the ceremony so Jack could say his part, "I do." And then they made the union official. And then instead of, because he couldn't wear a ring, obviously, because he's a ghost, they hired, they had a special candle for him. So then she says, their love story began in 2014. He is the ghost of a Haitian man that visited her while she was lying in bed. She soon learned that his name was Jack, and he was an 18th century pirate who had been left at the altar once before and was ultimately executed for being a thief. And so over the course of several months, their relationship began to develop, and then somehow he proposed to her, and they decided to get married. So now it's all over between Jack and Amanda. Very, very sad, and she is an eligible lady. I'm sure lots of guys are going to be lining up to marry her next.
Well, you know, I have a certain spatial relationship with, I think, beings
crazy people
that are not miserable. That's your way of taking note of what goes on. However,
I'm pretty sure most of the population's with me. That's very a ghost.
No, I don't want to marry a ghost. I just wondered what they're, what do you do when you're getting intimate? That'd be a little difficult, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the idea, though.
Boo.
Jennifer. The idea of having conversation with people who are not visible. And I do this weekly podcast, Your Hidden Power, at yourhiddenpowershow.com, that deals with a lot of this sort of thing. Victoria and I have a lot of discussion about this because she sort of is in the same, not necessarily the same ballpark, but we agree on some. I find more and more people, the more I talk to people, the more they sort of get what I'm talking about and understand that there is another dimension to life. Now, is it as silly as that seems to be? I think stuff like that, we can have fun with it, but it also gives people cause to think that all of that sort of thing is the same. Everything gets put in the same kettle of fish, and that's not really true. It just is. It's one of those examples of people who perhaps, I'm guessing from the attraction she had to him, that she might have been in a place where there's a little extra weed that might have been in use. I'm just speculating.
Like drugs, you mean?
Yeah, maybe wacky weed, maybe drugs, that sort of thing. You can hallucinate pretty easily. Listen, I went down that road for the first and last time in my life when I was in Peru a couple of weeks ago. I actually took something that made me hallucinate. And it was, I had some interesting conversations.
I meant to ask you this. Did you know in advance that you were going to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you knew.
I chose to do it.
People make pilgrimages to Peru to do ayahuasca and things like that. So I was wondering if
I did not want to do ayahuasca from what I'd heard about it.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to get me to do it on a second. I just don't see any reason.
I'd like to know why you wanted to take a hallucinogenic drug to begin with.
Because I wanted to straighten
out. Is reality not crazy enough for you?
Well, thank you for asking, Jennifer. It was because of that crazy reality that I sort of wanted to look at it from a different position, if you will.
Yeah, and over a toilet.
The people, there was no toilet around, frankly. Oh. I wish there had been. But,
were you just yakking in the woods?
Well, it was more. I was yakking in a pretty famous area of Peru where a lot of tourists go.
Oh, Lord!
Oh.
So anyway, I had though
find the puddle.
A visitation. No, I was off the beaten path. I had. Did you see? By the way, on that same excursion, I was. It was something. I sent pictures to some people that were close to me. I think I sent them to you. About facing our fears, because there is, when you get up on this particular mountain, well, most of the mountains, they don't have, if you go to our, to Grand, whatever the park may be, you go up in the mountains and they have rails all along the trails.
Mm-hmm.
No rails over there. It's right, you're either there, a woman the day before had fallen off the cliff and fell 100 feet to her death.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Kind of, but they
not
don't
have
the same. Well, it's a challenge, but it does get you to focus on things that are, that need to be, from my perspective.
So while you were hallucinating, you were nowhere near a place where you could fall, right?
No, okay. I was nowhere. No, I was on rolling around on the ground in an old mission that
you know,
been...
Costco travel offers tour packages too. You don't have to go to like old hippie travel agents.
In a moment, we're going to help women who are confused about what's going on. If you're going into menopause and you're wondering about your estrogen quotient, there's a discussion around the corner, very important for you here on the DJV Show.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Lauren Stryker is here. She's a clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Feinberg School of Medicine, Northwestern University. The questions that come about the idea of hot flashes and dealing with them. Doctor, good to have you here. I was just telling the ladies off the air, I had never been in a relationship before with anybody that had gone through menopause until the last relationship I was in, and I don't know what I felt. I felt badly, I was concerned, and the business about understanding how menopause works. Is it really that different for women, or does everybody who goes through menopause more or less understand or feel the same thing? This is a man asking the question. I should let the ladies ask these questions. But
well, as a man asking their question, you are asking the exact right question and the same one that women ask, because they want to know, what can I expect? What's going to happen to me? Is it going to be different for me than for someone else? Because the thing that really surprises most women is how symptomatic they can be. And in fact, 80% of women have hot flashes when they go through menopause. And they're not expecting to have hot flashes, and they're not expecting them to last as long as they do. And on average, those hot flashes, they can last 7 to 12 years. And, you know, women, they're like, okay, I have a healthy lifestyle. I eat right. I do yoga. I'm going to power through this. And what they don't realize is it's not going to work. It's just not. And what does work for most women is hormone therapy, and they're not expecting that. But hormone therapy is the most effective way to reduce or eliminate hot flashes.
Well, the lady I was with had... she tried a lot of different things. I remember when she'd have a hot flash, she'd pull an electric fan out of her pocketbook and blow some air on.
Exactly what people do. They can't do that for 7 to 12 years. I mean, it's this whole idea. It's like, okay, this is just going to be a few months, and it's not going to be so bad. And they start with the fans and the layering and the different diets, and they're thinking, when is this going to go away? And that's one of the things that surprises my patients the most, when I tell them just how long it could potentially last. Because keep in mind, average is 7 to 12 years. For some people, it's even longer.
Wow. So, and that can be kind of unpleasant for everybody involved in relationship stuff and trying to figure out what's going on in your own body. I know that we tried a couple of different things, the homeopathic way, but it still needed an estrogen component to it. And I think that's what you're sort of saying here.
That's exactly right. Is people don't realize, first of all, how unpleasant it can be and how much it can impact on day-to-day life, relationships, sleep, all of that. And they do think that there's going to be all these remedies. They go to, different drugstores and this and that, and there's shelves of stuff that say that they're going to work, and they don't. We know in multiple medical studies and clinical trials that hormone therapy is going to be the best bet to reduce or eliminate those hot flashes.
What about the worry that some women have of gaining weight? Not that, if you're going to choose between having hot flashes and gaining weight, gain the weight.
You just got right to the number one worry that people walk in with, because the reality is that, face it, women do gain weight midlife, and they really struggle with it. But the reassuring news is that in all of the scientific studies, it shows that hormone therapy, estrogen therapy, is not going to increase that weight gain. So I'm not going to say people aren't going to gain weight midlife, because they do, and it is a problem, but it's not going to be made worse by taking hormone therapy.
All right, here's another nitty-gritty question. The interest that women have and men who are their partners in having romantic interludes, does it go away? It seems to, I guess, I don't want to stumble into this too much, but the experience that I've heard or had is that you kind of lose interest in being romantic. Is that true? Does that have to be the case?
It doesn't have to be the case, because there are solutions, and when people lose interest in being intimate and being romantic, there are a lot of reasons for that. Let's start with sometimes the monotony of monogamy. But assuming that's not what's going on, there are physical changes that can happen, and a lot of women, about 60% of women after menopause, will experience vaginal dryness and thinning of the tissue that can make intercourse painful. And while there are a number of very effective hormonal and non-hormonal options, we also find that there's over-the-counter long-acting moisturizers that will help. And don't underestimate the benefit of a really good silicone lubricant that can be used during intercourse to ease penetration and make things less uncomfortable.
I'm going to that's the first time I ever heard the monogamy.
Monotony of monogamy.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren Stryker.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
EJB time is 53 past the hour. Joining us now is the owner of Omaha Steaks. You have been listening to us over the past few weeks talk about the fabulous deal for Christmas that Omaha Steaks is offering to people who listen to the DJV program, but it goes much further than that. Todd is the fifth generation of ownership in the family at Omaha Steaks. And I guess maybe the thing, what was it like when you grew up? Tell me about your family a little bit and your growing up in this company. Was it always assumed that you'd be the next boss?
Well, you know, it's so I run the business today. I'm a fifth generation owner. My great great grandfather started the company in 1917. And so my cousin and I run the business together today. And I always kind of knew, you know, it was always, the conversation was always about, you know, about how we can get involved with the business and what's the business about. We just sort of grew up in it. So it was never like said like that, but it just kind of flowed like that, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. A lot of good, healthy family businesses. You grew up around them, you know the business, and you went to Wharton, so you were trained in business. It's not like you just had to learn it from the people who were there. Your family sent you to Wharton, and that's probably the best business school in the country.
It definitely was, and I learned a lot in Wharton, but I have to tell you that actually getting in and doing it and being exposed to it since I was 10 years old was probably the best education.
Of course. All right, so here we are at Christmas time, and there are a lot of people who are looking for rare gifts. Notice I didn't say raw, I said rare. The idea of giving food has been enhanced because of the technology of being able to deliver. I know when I got my Omaha steaks, it was it was pretty fantastic, actually. Is food gifting something that just happens at this time of year? Do you find yourself getting a lot of new business, new customers, because of so many people giving Omaha steaks as gifts?
Right. So so what's really great, and we've seen a trend in this over the last, you know, probably decade, is that people are being more interested in giving experiences than they are in giving stuff. And what could be more experiential, you know, than food? I mean, an opportunity to bring your family and friends around the table for a great meal. I mean, it's so ingrained in our culture, particularly at the holiday time. And so when you give a gift of food, you know, you're not just giving meat in a box, right? You're giving an opportunity for family and friends to get together, and that's one of the things that we really feel blessed to be able to participate in.
Is there a company, and I say this knowing what the answer is, but I'm kind of like a lawyer here. I want to ask questions I know the answer to. There is no other company that does what you do that has the brand recognition of Omaha Steaks. Everybody knows, honestly, everybody knows what Omaha Steaks are and what you do, right? Do you? I mean, is there anybody around that's good to
do? We did a survey and found that almost 75% of the U.S. Consumers recognize our brand, which is great. And that means if you give us as a gift, it's not going to just show up and be random. Like, somebody, even if they've never tried it before, is going to be like, oh, I've heard of that. I kind of thought about trying it. And so you're really giving a chance for people to really experience something that maybe they haven't experienced before. But we've got a lot of things on our website. If you go to omahasteaks.com, of course we sell steaks. That's our signature product. Our filet mignons are really popular. That family gift package that you're talking about has been really popular. But we also have appetizers for your holiday parties. We've got seafood for people who are seafood lovers. We've got dry-aged steaks, which a lot of restaurants have been talking about. Well, now we're giving people a chance to cook those at home the way they like to cook them.
So under the circumstances, the Omaha Steaks brand, you're a family. Do you have a lot of people working as butchers that have become generational, if you will?
We've had a lot of people that have followed in their parents' footsteps and moved into the business, whether it's in the butcher part of the business. Like, for instance, the guy who's now our vice president of production, his brother was the vice president of production before him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Kind of tell that. It has to happen that way in family-run businesses. So great gift ideas at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV. There is the promo, the $199. Dollar value, $49.99 is what you pay for it. Fabulous things are in that package. There are, if you're in business and you want to give nice business gifts to your colleagues and business friends, there's a ton of that you can peruse at omahasteaks.com for that fabulous offer with all the great items, the steaks and the chops and the burgers and that sort of thing. You can check it out. We have them both at djvshow.com and at omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com, promo code DJV. Thanks to Todd Simon, the owner at Omaha Steaks.
When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.